Philadelphia Moonshine by Roger Davenport, with Edward Judd as Eddie.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
What are you doing?
Reaching over you to turn the alarm off so as not to disturb you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, boy. Well, Mrs. Hamilton?
What, Mr. Hamilton?
I've got to go in a minute.
Must you?
Conscientious, even when it hurts. That's me.
I'll make you a cup of tea.
No, you stay where you are. Plenty of time for that in the years to come.
It's a miracle, isn't it?
You're sure?
Yes, I think so. Worth trying. Anyway, my solicitor was getting fed up with me shilly-shallying. I still remember our wedding.
Well, I only hope you know what you're doing.
I think so.
I'm going to be different, Shirley. Promise. No, not different. More responsible.
That'll be the day.
I'll come to your place tonight, eh? See Alan? Give him my version of the good news?
He'll take it in his stride. Just like he did when he was told he was spending last night with the Robinsons.
Takes after his father. Adaptable. What's he want for Christmas, do you know?
Yes. A BMX bike. Oh,
blimey. Sure he wouldn't settle for a second-hand Jaguar. You know, Shirley, we're going to have to watch the money if you want to get a house again. Are you sure?
Yes. We have to.
Not have to, necessarily.
Eddie, it's essential. I don't want to set conditions, but...
All right. Sorry, Shirley. I'm a cantankerous bachelor. Oh, that reminds me. How would you like to make an old man...
Oh, don't answer it.
It must be important to call this early. You can make an old man happy later. Mm. Hello?
Hello? Eddie?
Your top salesman speaking. Yes, Mr. Stapleton?
You haven't forgotten about this morning, have you?
No, I haven't forgotten, Mr. Stapleton. That's my alarm. Satisfied?
You'll have to shift if you want to be in St. Albans.
No problem. Thanks, love.
What?
Don't panic, Mr. Stapleton. I slept in my suit in my car
have
with the engine running.
Have you got someone there?
None of your business, Mr. Stapleton.
You have, haven't you?
Good Lord, so I have. Unknown female, about 16, massive...
Are you drunk, Eddie, or what?
No, very slightly hungover, if you must know. No more than that. After a perfectly legitimate celebration.
I thought as much.
I expect you did. I'll call you for St. Albans. Bye.
That was a bit silly, wasn't it? Talking to your boss like that?
Well, he's an old woman. Always on my back. It's the crack of dawn, for heaven's sake. Actually, he's probably worried because he thinks I've forgotten. He's asked me to push a new line today. Young Joy Toys moves into confectionery. City stunned by audacious coup by small business. Gordon Bennett.
Your job's important, Eddie. Especially now.
Yes, I know. Now, if you'll make the tea, I'll have a quick bath and prepare myself for an epoch-making sales effort in St. Albans' latest superstore.
And here we go down to the kiddies' island. Your magic moppies can go right here.
There's not much space.
I'm only taking 200 from you.
A bit short-sighted, isn't it?
No, you're lucky we're taking any of your moppies at all. If there hadn't been such a rush on this price range, your journey would have been wasted, Mr. Hamilton. We have been seasonally stocked for 3 months. And as you can see over there, confectionery at appropriate eye levels.
Talking about confectionery, take a look at this.
What is it?
We call this little fellow a chickalick. Comes in packs of 25.
What are they?
Chocolate-coated chickens.
What?
Beautifully moulded in 3 flavours. The chocolate coating's the same, of course, but the egg inside can be lime, orange, or...
An egg in a baby chicken.
Well, we couldn't have a chocolate-coated hen, could we? It'd feed a family of 5.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Hamilton. I'm reasonably happy with the magic mockies. But these chickalicks are absolutely tasteless.
Oh, no. Delicious. Really. Try a leg. Sorry, just my joke.
Have you had much experience in selling, Mr. Hamilton?
Too much, perhaps.
Yes. Well, I won't waste any more of your valuable time, if you don't mind.
Not at all, yeah. Goodbye, then. Let us know how the moggies go, will you?
Oh, we will. We most certainly will.
Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in the old man's hat.
Oops-a-daisy, what have I done now?
Given me another king. You're not concentrating, Dad.
Well, what if I do this?
What, you taking your hand off it?
Yes.
Then I can do that.
Oh, yes, so you can. I give up.
Cheese on toast ready if you two are coming through. And tomorrow night we'll have something special. A slapper feast, eh, Alan?
If you like, Mum. Dad, are you free tomorrow?
It's Saturday, I certainly am. Christmas notwithstanding.
Well, could we do something, you know, just us?
Depends on what your mother thinks.
Man, all the same. Can't wait to get away from us women.
We could go to the zoo in the morning, if you like.
Yeah, and Highbury in the afternoon.
I'm a Fulham supporter myself.
Oh, typical. Fulham are rubbish, Dad.
Alan?
In any case, I'm not sure about tomorrow afternoon.
Why not?
Oh, there's just a couple of things I should clear up. Work, you know.
Oh, really? That all right with you, Alan?
Whatever you say, Dad.
Seems a bit selfish to me. Come on, then. Pick your jacket up, Eddie, honestly. It's all right, I'll... What's this?
What it looks like, a letter. Came today. For me.
Who from?
Give it to me, love. Look, Shirley, it's business. Something might be coming up.
What?
An opportunity to get a bit of pin money for Christmas. All entirely above board. It may not come off, so I didn't want to talk about it, that's all.
I see. It's legal.
Oh, do me a favour, Shirley. The letter?
There you are. I trust you. See?
Well, why wouldn't you, for heaven's sake? Come on, gang, let's eat. Mm. I'll get some wine tomorrow. We'll have a real occasion. Now, come on, son, cheer up.
What's this I hear about being a butt?
If you have no penny, a halfpenny will do. If you have no halfpenny, then God bless you.
Look at this one. Here's a little one. Come on.
No, these are best.
That one isn't.
I'll stop now. He's grooming now.
They don't have fleas, you know, chimps don't. It's a social activity.
Yeah, I know. Dad?
Hmm?
You weren't always a salesman, were you?
No, I wasn't always.
No. Now, Mum told me. You were a detective. A private detective.
She told you, did she?
Mm.
Yes. I was for a while. You were very young when I gave up.
When you went to prison?
Yes. A right little songbird your mother is.
Do all these pages remind you of it?
No. I can't say I like them, though.
Dad, when you
Look,
were...
come here. I was inside for 2 years. That's when your mother and I don't think about it now.
No, but you must have done something.
Well, yes, of course. I got caught doing a spot of what they call industrial espionage. I bent the rules, see? And I got my comeuppance. It's like, well, scrumping apples or keeping back some change when you go shopping. It's wrong. A lot of people do it. Some get caught.
And you're not allowed to be a detective now?
That's right.
I wish you were, though. I wish you were a private detective and not a...
Not a salesman. Yes, well, there it is.
I bet you're tough, though. I bet you could take people apart and all that.
Alan, a private eye is just a sort of urban fox sneaking through people's rubbish, causing trouble more often than not. It's not a glamorous life, not one bit. It's grubby. All right, it can be exciting, but it's nothing like the telly 99% of the time. It just isn't.
Oh. But you're not a coward, are you?
Well, I'm scared of your mother sometimes.
I mean, you really were dangerous and everything, weren't you?
Oh, let's skip it, Alan.
But you were, weren't you? Mum said you were tough. She
Your
said you...
mum, really? All right, then. Yes, there were a few people who thought I was quite tough. Satisfied?
Good. That's all I wanted to know.
Good. Now, come on, let's go and see the seals. We haven't got much time left. I've got to meet someone after lunch.
Who? A criminal?
No, just an old friend. He's in his 70s and he's a lover of law and order and lemon tea. Tell you what, before lunch, you can have a Coke and I'll have a beer, okay?
Couldn't I have a beer as well?
No. Anyway, I've changed my mind. I'm having a Coke too. Cheaper and a lot worse for you, I'd imagine. By angels taken before his time, to be a gift to those above, while we below do wait and pine with memories of strength and love.
Eddie! I'm here.
Hello there, Jake. What is that thing there? Mausoleum?
Such levity. Unbecoming, Eddie. A cemetery is for solemn thoughts of the inescapable.
Your sense of the dramatic could give us both a fatal chill. It's freezing up here.
Eddie, look at this one.
What? Huh? Suddenly in his 30th year, John Sinden, dated... Oh, I'm sorry, Jake. It's Titch, isn't it? I didn't know.
No reason why you should. It was a very private ceremony. What you might call a private death also. It's an old man's eccentricity, Eddie, to talk here.
About Titch?
He's at the heart of it, yes.
You were very fond of him, weren't you? This monument must have cost a fortune. It's a monster.
Titch was a big man. And what's money, after all?
I wouldn't know. I never had any.
No, I don't mind a little outlay where an old friend is involved. It was the least I could do. Oh, he was some fella. Companion, minder, driver. But most of all, a good friend.
What happened?
Car crash. When he was by himself, Titch was taking time off. Quite a lot of it. Well, I'm not so active these days. He was bored, needed to get out and about. One thing, as a driver, Titch was number one. Could never learn to cook, but cars were second nature to him. It doesn't feel right, Eddie.
No accident? He was up to something?
Had to be, Eddie. I can't go around asking questions at my age, with my record. I've got the club to think of. And my health. You in good shape, Eddie?
So.
When we did time together, you kept fit. That's what I liked about you. A fighter, am I right?
A toy salesman and a family man.
A fighter. Here it is, then. I want you as a free agent in my ever-so-unofficial employ. I've got 2,000 here in 20s. There'll be more just arriving on your doorstep after 2 weeks. I don't want to hear from you. Not a letter, not a call, until you reach a conclusion and can convince me of it, whatever it is. Now we shake hands and say goodbye, yeah?
No.
Oh, you're a small-time fool, Eddie. You want always to be a nothing? A little mouse looking for crumbs? You want your family to struggle along? Don't you have pressing needs, no?
I'm not worth much, I'd agree, but I'm worth a little more alive than dead. Oh, come on, Jake. You know there could be big trouble. Get someone else.
But you're the best. I want the best. Oh, look what you've done to me. Where are we?
Playing for sympathy.
The best. You're the best, Eddie. Oh, I'm a fool. It's your choice you've chosen.
Yes. Give me the money.
There you are.
And what else have you got for me?
You want a gun? Not my style. The Casa Grande is a respectable gaming establishment run
what
by...
What else?
Well, there is a little something I couldn't show you before. Titch was worried on the day he died. He sent a telegram. It's all you'll have to go on. Here. That's the lot.
Morrison Bay, Eve Deck. 2, 3, Force 10, Wind Up. Second phase moonshine.
Let me watch you work. See my money being earned.
Sure. Morrison Bay. Well, we guess Scotland for openers. December the 23rd. That's 8 days from now. Force 10 wind up. A telegram. So, why say wind up when you've already said force 10? No stops. So, perhaps... December 23rd, stop. Force 10, stop. Wind up, second phase moonshine.
Ah.
Second quarter of the moon, check that. Or, moonshine as an illicit hooch, American style.
Uh-huh.
Or none of those things, a code.
A code from Titch? Come on, Eddie.
Yes, I take your point.
I mean this, Eddie. It's good to see you again.
Likewise. And that's the lot. Oh, goodbye then, Jake. Until whenever.
Good luck, Eddie. Remember, the Casagrande Jacob Krzyzewski, you don't know either. I don't exist. Whatever happens.
I'll carry a cyanide capsule. Take care, Jake.
No, you take care, Eddie. And drive safely.
Someday you'll see her at the traffic junction. Hello again, Silver Granada.
What's investigative agency?
Chalky, it's Eddie.
Oh, hello, stranger.
Hi, I'm having a cup of tea near Marble Arch.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
And I should be seen driving home, same old car, going west on the Hammersmith flyover in exactly 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
With a tail. Silver Granada, B registration, dent in rear near side door.
You're not back in the game again, are you?
After a fashion. I want him followed when he condescends to abandon me.
Oh, friend, I'm running a business here.
Going rates paid.
I'll do it myself.
Call me when he reaches his destination. I'll be at home until you do. Ring only dead on the hour or half hour. I won't be taking other calls.
Will do. Arrivederci and out.
Oh, Chalky, come on. My marriage is going up the spout while you...
At last, it's 9:30.
I know. It wasn't up to me, was it? Double rate job and should be treble by rights.
Why's that?
You'll find out. Shadow left your road at 8:15. Drove direct to East Ham.
Where to, exactly?
Palmer's Glassworks.
Oh, sweet mother.
Oh, sweet Eddie. What are you up to?
I don't know yet.
Well, get out while you can. Palmer's Glassworks, old chump.
Owned by Ian Palmer, the glazier.
That's right. The nastiest villain in town. Started as an arm and leg merchant, now way up near the top of organised crime in London. Oh, and I recognise your tail, too. Mario da Silva.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And he sticks so close to the glazier, he can't apply his deodorant. So you're important.
Yeah. Da Silva. Well, well.
We could both live for a year off what he earns for the occasional speciality turn. Not much of an after-dinner speaker, but meaner than a junkyard dog.
Thanks, mate. I'll send you a check.
Yeah, well, send it soon, then, will you? Don't worry. Actually, you might get your pension yet. You're clean now, so the tail was just an ID and a dress job. They simply wanted to know who and where you are. I'd lay off now if I was you, whatever it is you're into. Oh, and by the way,
you don't want to know anything about anything.
Yeah.
Fine by me. Come what may, I won't involve you too directly, Chalky. But I might ask for some more backup work.
Nothing doing.
Chalky, you'd like your name kept out of it should the glazier call me in for a chat, wouldn't you?
You playing dirty.
All the way.
If I live, I might forgive you for this, but I doubt it.
If I live, I'll buy you a drink sometime. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm late for a very important date.
Be lucky.
Burnt
quiche? Oh, yes, please. Delicious.
I'm sure you'll have some more wine.
Yes. Good, isn't it?
Summer's hardly tired at all. Unlike me. Alan was so disappointed.
Yes, well, I'll look in later.
You reek of alcohol.
That's because I've been drinking it. Well, you know what business meetings are like.
I called and called. You should have told me.
Well, excitement, you know. It's a big deal. A lot of travelling will be involved. And a fortune in commission. I was thinking, Shirley.
Shirley.
I was thinking, of course, we'll have Christmas Day together. But until then, well, we're both a little unsure of ourselves tonight, and I won't be around much. Could we strike a bargain?
Now what?
We won't be in touch, okay? I mean, not till Christmas Day. I mean, that way, there'll be no arguments, tension. Just looking forward to the big day when we'll both be ourselves and having a smashing time.
Just for once, Eddie Hamilton, I agree with you.
Well, you could stay with your sister and have a holiday, even.
Why not my brother in Belgium? That would be a real break.
Oh, don't be silly, love.
He's always asking us, as a matter of fact.
No, don't I know it.
Of course, you don't get on. You're so fond of Alan.
Well, so am I.
He's really done well for himself over there.
The reason I'm working so hard is to make something of our life, all right? I don't need to fear...
Sorry.
Yes, I know.
We will go and stay with Barbara. And then we'll have a happy family Christmas. Just us.
Yeah, that's the way. We'll have the best Christmas ever. I'm only sorry I'll be so busy over the next few days.
He was so easy to get on with. And he loved his mother too. He was a gentle giant, Martich. I can't believe we're not going to be together this Christmas. He used to come over every Boxing Day.
Yes, Titch was a good bloke, Mrs. Sindon, one of the best.
First his father and now... Of course, I didn't see much of him in recent years.
No, but you say he was using his old room here just before...
Yes. Quite like old times.
I wonder... I'm sure you'd understand, Mrs. Sindon. Could I just spend a few minutes in his room, get the feel of it, a few memories? We had such good times.
He never spoke of you. But then he didn't tell me much at all after he went to work for that Jacob Krzyzewski.
Why don't you make us a nice cup of tea, eh? I'll just go up and sort of make my farewell.
Well, don't you mess it up.
Don't worry, I won't touch a thing.
You know, when you're down again, we'll have a natter. Do you take sugar?
On the left, is it? No thanks, Mrs. Sindon. I'm trying to cut down on the excess baggage.
Your tea's getting cold, Mr. Hamilton.
Just coming. Now, what would a nice London boy like Titch want with an address in Glasgow?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Your super shuttle flight to Glasgow is now available for boarding. For your comfort and convenience, we are boarding this flight by seat row number. Passengers
holding seat numbers 25. Hi there. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, it's okay.
You know how it is, at the end of the day, you've been sitting back and you forget all about the paperwork. Say, haven't I seen you before?
Oh, you may have. I've been around this area of Glasgow from time to time today.
Yeah, I thought so. How can I help you?
I'm in the novelty trade. I've got a few minutes before my return flight to London, and your operation looks intriguing.
You don't surprise me. This setup is designed to attract attention.
Yes, I've seen the dummies in the window. I wondered if I could take a gander at the real thing.
Pardon me?
Could you show me your product? An actual Highland highball. We might be able
to... Oh, surely, right here. Okay. You have before you a miniature replica of a genuine Scottish crofter's cottage. Note the detail and the subtle coloring and configuration. The chimney is set at an angle because, we say, of storm damage. It also acts as a neck to a bottle. And we find the till necessary to facilitate easy pouring. Inside, you might expect to find Angus and his loving wife, Aggie. But instead, you get a double measure of Highland Highball, a unique mix of genuine, rare Scots malt whiskey with smooth spring water at a 50-50 ratio, plus a dash of scented bourbon. This will best be enjoyed at extremes of temperature, hot as a toddy or on plenty of rocks. That's what our literature promises, and that's what we deliver to anywhere in Europe.
Impressive.
We think so.
American company?
Like the highball. Scots American.
Retail price?
Well, all that's American, I guess. £7.50. Steep? No, not really. The cocktail's great, but we're really selling a memento to cherish Scotland by. Something to keep.
Pretty smart. And you do pretty well, I imagine.
We do. But how would you guess?
Oh, when I passed by earlier. Takes a big turnover to justify use of a security firm when you're banking.
Force 10, The weevil in my cookie jar. Edict from above. Quote, it pays to protect your money, even if you have to pay for it. Erodes profit margins to my way of mind.
But yours not a reason why.
So what's your interest?
In Highland Highball?
Yeah.
I might be able to shift a few in the Midlands area. Could I buy one as a demonstration model for my boss?
We don't sell singles, sorry.
Oh, there's a tenner. Keep the change.
Oh, well, that's different. Help yourself. Oh, by the way, who do you represent? I'll have to do some follow-up on this.
Oh, yes, my card. Be a feather in my cap if I can swing something on this.
You've got to be kidding. Young Joy Toys? You're selling toys?
It's an old card. It should say Shirley's Novelty Enterprises PLC on top. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Now, back to the joys of modern travel and dear old London town.
Ah, hi, Kenneth. It's Jack at Double H. We've just had another random caller. Well, he was a has-been rep. He looked to be just another loser, but you never know. Sure. Okay.
Chalky, here.
Ah, there you are. Sitting lonely as a cowpat. Before I forget, you're a flaming nuisance. That my drink?
Yes. I didn't ask you to bring the entire contents of Harrods, Chalky. Just some simple information.
Oh, who'd have kids? This isn't the half of it. There's a bunk bed kit and a bicycle to come.
BMX.
What else?
Me too.
Anyway, your glass merchant, as requested, I put in a few hours yesterday while you were taking your mysterious winter break north of the border. Ian Palmer, multi-fingered Jack Horner. The police would throw a party if they could put him away. The big trouble is no one's going to split on him.
Yeah, got a big reputation in the Glacier.
And increasing it daily. I daren't ask any hard questions of any hard men. Know what I mean?
No.
That side of it's hopeless. Anyway, here's the list. His legitimate business connections. I can't say they're all there. He's spreading himself about no end.
Yes. I see he banks with my lot. I'll bet he doesn't get sarcastic.
What is it?
He uses Force 10 security, does he?
Oh, very wise if you've got his turnover.
Anything on them?
Oh, they're kosher. Pricey, quite new. Operate nationwide, they boast, but not so you'd notice yet.
What are you doing tonight, Chalky?
Oh, no, not this mug.
All you'll have to do is drive. Scout's honor. There's a BMX bike in it for you.
That scout's honor too.
You won't have any problems. I'm the one who's got problems. Some seasonal little charm boat has ripped off all my Young Joy samples from the car. I've got to go in and see Stapleton.
Sheer careless irresponsibility.
That's tautologist, surely, Mr. Stapleton.
What?
You've said it twice.
Twice?
What are you trying to say?
I've said it ever since you joined us, Hamilton. You're lackadaisical, unconcerned.
There you go again. There's another one.
You treat this company's goods like a scruffy schoolboy.
Well, they are toys.
That's quite enough, Hamilton. I scarcely know what to say to you.
Well, it doesn't show. Now, come on, Mr. Stapleton. It was bad luck. That kind of thing happens all the time, especially...
It's the last straw. All right, call it bad luck. But I'm telling you now to expect a warning letter. It will make no mention of this latest episode, because it's long overdue in any case, Eddie. Just pull yourself together. Get out and get selling. That's what you're here for. Not to make a monkey out of me.
Well, I wish you wouldn't put temptation in my...
Quite off the record, Hamilton. I'm not entirely sure I believe your story of theft. I have a good mind to transfer you to the West Country. That'd show you.
For the record, Mr. Stapleton, I don't like threats, and your innuendo does you very little credit.
Just get out.
Right, right. I'm going. Very little credit.
Out! Eddie?
Yes, what kept you talking?
Oh, my kid had her tummy upset. It's all right now.
It's 2 a.m. Get your skates on.
Yeah, now, just drive in, right?
Yes. You'll be at least 300 yards from the Force 10 premises. Just stay in the car and very awake for as long as necessary.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Look, you're sure I've only got to sit there while you... Oh, charming.
Come on, talking. Let's get out of here. Oh, talk about the perils of Pauline. I nearly lost my marrow bone jelly there.
Well, they ever reacted to your presence, didn't they?
Yeah.
They get a sight of you?
No.
Did you get in?
You're kidding. For Force 10, read Fort Knox.
Ah, expensive way of coming up against a brick wall.
Oh, yes. 100. Worth it.
Yeah, hotel. Where's all this money coming from? Can't be yours.
I've won the pools.
You don't do them.
That's why I'm keeping quiet about it. That's right, you can slow down now.
Right.
Shift work.
What?
They've got a rotor system with the guards. Shift work. Weak link.
Look, just leave me in bed next time, will you?
Sure. Now shut up and get me home. I'm all in. I hope tomorrow's a quiet day.
Enter.
Mr. Stapleton, do you mind if I sit down? I'm rather
I
tired.
Won't be keeping you.
Oh?
And that's the substance of our meeting today. Your services are no longer required by Young Joy Toys. What exactly were you doing in Glasgow the day before yesterday? On company time?
That's my business.
You don't deny it, then? Very well. You're suspended, Hamilton. As from this moment, you'll be getting a P-45 in due course.
After all I've done for this company...
Eddie, we've had enough. You can go to an industrial tribunal or to the devil for all I care, but I don't want to see you here again.
I won't ask you to remember all the good times we had together because we didn't have any. But I would like to say that this is a pretty shabby performance from you. Although why I should be surprised, I don't know, because...
Out!
Because
out!
It's
yes,
exactly
out!
The
I
kind
have no
of
more to say to you, you hear?
Slimy
out!
Treatment one might expect to get from a little worm like you.
Oh, abuse!
And I intend to take the opportunity of stuffing your crummy little job down your narrow little throat.
Oh, don't you come near me!
Don't worry, Mr. Stapleton. You may take it, I am happy to leave your employment. Though, as a matter of fact, I always rather liked you in a funny way. I can't imagine why. Oh, just one thing.
What?
Who told you about me being in Scotland? How'd you find out? There'd be various ways, of course. How? All right. Carry your secret with you to the grave. I'm going home for a well-deserved kip.
That's enough of that.
And all of the quads are doing well. It is hoped that the whole family will be at home together in Streatham for Christmas. On a sadder note, London has lost one of its great characters. The death was reported this morning of Jacob Kruczewski at his North London home. Kruczewski, who was 70, survived the Nazi concentration camps to become a well-known figure in the London underworld. In latter years, after a spell as a guest of Her Majesty, Kruczewski moved out of the limelight, though he was often to be seen at big sporting occasions and at charity functions. Kruczewski had a long-standing heart condition, and it is understood he died of natural causes. London's weather. Well, it's hard...
Oh, boy.
One for me. Another dead soldier.
Goes fast, this stuff, doesn't it, Chalky? Like time does when you're having fun.
Yeah. I've got no work done since tea time, thanks to you. Still, worry not, old friend. I've got another bottle of the beverage that intoxicates, but does not refresh.
I always wondered what you kept in your drawers. Oh, I don't know why I'm laughing, mind you.
No, not much of a joke.
I tell you what, oh, I wish I hadn't gone in for that pension plan.
Ah, what's a job?
Hard to get. Dispiriting, but a living.
You're all right, though, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah. Your mystery sponsor.
That's the other thing. My principal has withdrawn a long way.
Oh. Well, you're well out of it, if you ask me.
Oh, you think so?
You can't turn the clock back, Eddie. You need a regular, ordinary job.
Hmm.
You thought of anything?
No. I've still got the car. I thought maybe minicab driving.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of money in that over the Christmas period.
Well, all I want to do is get by with enough for my family to feel secure. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, all. I'll have to work day and night. Plan of mine.
Adaptable. That's you.
Resilient. Like Dresden China. At my age.
Well, you're not much over 40.
Is that all? Best good news I've had all day. What's the time? You weighed a clock. You should have packed in hours ago. Hey, tell you what. Let's go to my place and I can treat you to some malt whiskey. Done?
Done.
Great.
You all right to drive?
Yes, yes. I'll need the practice for my new career anyway.
Whispering. I don't know.
A couple of drunken schoolboys. Oh, here it is. Right. Come on through. Shut the door.
Yeah, right.
Is that you, Eddie?
Hey, speaking as a schoolboy. Cripes.
Lokes of mercy. That's Shirley, isn't it?
Surprise. Oh, hello, Chalky.
Hello, Shirley.
Hello, darling. What have you two been... Eddie, you've been boozing.
Yep, there's a reason, though, Shirley, honestly.
It'd better be a good one.
What are you doing here, anyway?
Well, you gave me the key, so I thought I'd use it. Clean the place up for you, since you're working so hard.
Yes. Where's Alan?
He's still with Barbara. Only popped up to... I thought you were working. What's going on, Eddie?
I've been fired.
Well, I'm not entirely surprised. In your condition.
No, that was afterwards. After... Oh, Lord. Hang on.
My nose is broken. By God, you are fast, Eddie.
Good job, there was only two of them.
Yeah.
Left a calling card. I need little 38 by the look of it. You all right, Shirley?
Yeah. What's the matter with your hand, Eddie?
A deep cut. Don't rest a little, too.
Have you finished?
I sincerely hope so.
Do you want me to call the police before I go?
No. Go where?
Almost anywhere where you're not.
Now, Shirley.
Keep out of it, Chalky. Yes, Shirley?
Enough's enough, Eddie. Nothing's really changed, has it? Not you, not us.
What about Alan?
He'll stay with me. If you wanted me with my family, well, so be it. We're going to my brother just as soon as I can arrange it. In the meantime, we'll be with Barbara. I'll speak to my solicitor in the morning. I don't even want to know why this happened tonight, or what you're up to, or anything. I just want out, Eddie. You'll never change, will you? I should call the police.
No. Chalky, yeah? You get a couple of your lads over. Get Shirley out of here.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'll be in the bedroom.
I want somebody to watch her and the boy until they're out of the country, too.
No police?
No.
Look, you're not going to use that gun.
No.
But you are, what shall we say, back on the case?
Oh, yes.
And you're going to keep me out of it as far as possible, aren't you?
As far as possible, yes.
Good. The glazier, right?
Who do you think? Lucky he didn't use Mario da Silva. Yeah, but he wouldn't. No one could be connected with him. And that's why the police can't do a thing.
Well, what do you do now?
Fix up my hand, move into a hotel, and get myself a minder.
A minder?
Yes, a minder. Call your boys.
Stick him. Jad. A little more sharp, Wayne. Jad, you useless folly. No, Sailor. We keep him to the right. Keep your rhythm going. Downstairs.
That's the way, isn't it, Frankie? Downstairs.
Where's it?
Hello.
Come on, boy.
Mr. Hamilton. It's been a long time.
So true.
Right.
You were quite something, Frank.
Get to the links for the break basket. Always my motto.
Yes, Frank Bowyer, the Cowley body worker. Ah, great days, when you didn't get carried away.
Well, it's a moving target, isn't it? Can't hit the button every time. Those times I was disqualified, wasn't it?
I know that, Frankie. You were poetry in motion.
You hurt your hand, Mr. H.
Oh, just enough to warrant some tape. I was hoping you'd be here at the Duke, Frankie.
Was you?
Got a job for you.
Yeah? Oh, I don't know, Mr. H.
Some good money and some action.
Oh, yes. Action. Well, that's different, isn't it? And a bit of bunch, you say?
And a lot of bunch. Let's take a walk.
Yeah. Dangerous, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm single. Enough said.
I hope you don't have cause to regret that casual attitude.
Well, I never have yet. What's the game in?
Our first game is grave robbing.
Yeah, I do draw the line somewhere, Mr. H.
Not really grave robbing, more grave checking.
What's that, what is it, though?
I just want to make sure an acquaintance is where another acquaintance pointed him out to be. And that, 6 feet under.
Oh, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a bag of King Edwards, not stiff.
Just might be. I'm being mucked about somewhere, Frank. I don't like that.
Well, you can check out your friend. I'll keep lookout after we got near him. I don't fancy all that Christopher Lee stuff.
Fine by me. The following item on the agenda is another piece of night work, but it's one more in your line of country.
Oh.
I'll pick you up here at 1 a.m., right?
Whatever you say, Mr. H.
And stay sober. Here's a little something for openers.
Oh.
There's more to come.
Well, and I thought I had problems.
Don't speak too soon.
sir.
Have you done yet, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes, all filled in. Give us a hand to get this slab back on.
It's all well down there. Coughing as it should be.
Take the other end. We'll both push.
Now.
Right.
Oh, hang on a sec. Yes, he was in there all right. Okay, again.
That's a bleeding waste of time, then.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Anyway, it's warmed us up nicely for our next endeavours.
Oh?
After we've left it all immaculate here, that is.
Yeah, how long are we going to hang around this multi-story car park, Mr. H?
Just shut up and listen. While we're waiting, I'll go through it one more time, okay? Mm. Right. I'm the drunk, Charlie. You're Jim.
Jim.
It won't help a great deal vis-a-vis our identities, but we will have to talk. So, we want our guard on the top story as quickly as possible, okay? Now, he may be coming off shift, but he'll still be in uniform, so there's no way we can look innocent once we've got him. Mm-hmm. Now, if any others of the Force 10 mob get onto us, we get out fast, and I mean fast. Got it?
Yeah, easy. Oh, God, I'm freezing.
Quiet. Here he comes. Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 4 years.
Well, give it a rest, Charlie. Yeah.
Give you a rest?
Yeah.
I will, Jim. I most certainly will. 10 long years since you've seen me. Oh, look, I'm going to throw up.
Well, get your head, Jack. Go on.
Oh, God. What was that last?
That was hours ago. That's it. You keep your head well down between your knees. You'll be all right.
All right.
Give us a hand, could you, mate?
Blimey, he's had a skin full, isn't he?
I get him! Okay. Don't break him in half. Take his other arm. Now,
let's get him to the top. Where are you taking me? Why are we going up here?
Shut up. Move it, son. Right. Up against the parapet.
Who is this? You won't...
I... I won't try anything with my friend in this mood. Now, you are going to answer some questions.
Oh, I won't tell you a thing.
Grab one leg, Jim, and I'll... Right, over the top with him. Keep your voice down, or we'll drop you on your head. It's a long way down.
Come on, Jim, anyway, just for fun.
Right, what's going on in Force 10?
Nothing.
Look, pal. If I get the urge to scratch, I will. And then where will you be? Now, something's going on. Something naughty. What?
I've got a security guard. Nobody tells me.
Let go, Jim. I've got you. Just. It's very tiring, you know. Now, keep very still. What's the game at Force 10?
He's all legitimate.
Jim?
Yes, Jim.
Take hold of a trouser leg by the ankle. Both hands.
Right, Jim.
You got him?
I think so.
But I'm letting go. Let's see how long it holds.
No!
I told you, keep still. All right. Tell me.
I think it's drugs. Cocaine!
You think?
Well, I don't run the place, do I? I was by the office once.
Go on.
Well, one of the supervisors says, it's going to be a white Christmas. The boss says, yeah, snowed all over.
Don't let go, Jim.
No, not yet, Jim.
They see me. They call me in. Well, there's polythene bags there full of... and they threaten me.
Is there snow on the premises now? Cocaine?
Yes!
Cocaine. Code-worded moonshine. True or false?
Yes! True!
All right, let's get him up. You're a liar.
You're in on it up to your neck. When you get away from here, I'd hide like a ghost if I was you. I wouldn't even go home to change my underwear. One way or another, you're through, mate. Right, tie him up, Jim.
Real tight.
Real tight.
I damn near lost him once, Mr. H.
Well, I got what I wanted. As for you, you were Jim, remember? I was Charlie.
Yeah, I know. I got wound up. This snow, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes?
That's not my scene, you know.
You don't approve?
No.
Nor do I, Frank. A little birdie is going to tell the police all about it. First call box we come to. I've only got to mention a certain name and they'll be all over Force 10.
No.
Trouble is, the odds are they won't be able to pin anything on that name. You know what the date is tomorrow?
22nd.
Yes. I'll need you on the morning of the 23rd. You can regard tomorrow as a paid holiday, but be at home for my call.
Oh, that's nice, Mr. Hamilton.
Jimmy calls me.
A private aeroplane? You're mad, Eddie. It'll cost a fortune.
I've got enough. Can you do it, Chalky?
For tomorrow, to Scotland?
Yes, an airfield near London.
Well, there's high taxi. That's Devon and Bucks. Look, give me your number. I'll call you back.
No, I'll call you.
Oh, did you hear the news this morning?
Yes, now, I suppose...
Apparently the security business is going to be short one member. Cocaine trafficking.
Quite something, isn't it?
The police acting on information received, etc. Force 10, Eddie. Quite a coincidence,
I know nothing about it. I was spending a quiet evening with a friend.
Oh, yeah? Who?
His name's Frank Bowyer. Can we
the
get
Cowley
on with it?
The Cowley body worker.
Now a pillar of society.
Pillock, more like. All right, stay anonymous. Suits me.
How's Shirley and Alan, Chalky?
No worries so far.
Good.
I've tried for you, Eddie, but she won't budge.
Well, she won't even talk to me on the phone, and I can't go to her. It's a wonderful life. Look, I'll have to use my own name and ID with this air taxi lot, I suppose.
No way out, I'm afraid.
Nah. Pity there's no time to fake anything. That's too bad. Now, listen. I want to be airborne by mid-morning in time to reach the west coast of Scotland, well before it gets dark. It's a place called Morrison Bay.
What's it at the roundabout, Mr. H?
Second exit, and we're smack on time.
Mm. Nice motor. Handles well.
Glad you like it.
You keep looking back. Can't be anybody onto us.
No. I only wish we weren't using my car, that's all.
Oh, yeah. And you won't tell me nothing else? Just a drop-off spot in the middle of nowhere?
I'm doing you a favour.
Hello. On it, you were right, Mr. Hamilton.
What is it? Silver Granada?
Electric blue Mercedes. Was in front of us till a few mile back. Four geezers inside.
Take the first slip road you can. We'll never lose them on the motorway.
Here you mean?
Why not? Step on it. They've made the turn. Just. Here.
What's that?
The rest of your money. I'm bailing out as soon as we lose sight of them. Can you do it?
Round here. Should do. Here you went off. Get bruised, Mr. H.
I'll put my coat over my headrest. Might fool them when they get a look at you again. Go right. Here.
Your motor's dropping off in value. Something terrible.
Too bad. And a left. Took them by surprise on the motorway. We've been lucky. Frank?
Yes, Mr. H.
It was great seeing you again.
Same here. Where I'll leave the car?
Anywhere. All you've got to worry about is losing them good and proper. Know why?
Yeah. Thanks for the bread.
This'll do. A slightly softer looking verge.
Slowing now. Ta-ra, Mr. Hamilton.
See you at the Duke sometime.
And if my
client should arrive during the next few hours. You can tell him about the non-fulfillment of contract charge. I've better things to do with my...
Excuse me.
Who the hell are you?
None of your business. Can you tell me where the pilot of that bulbous-looking plane out there is, the high taxi one?
She's standing right here.
You're kidding. Oh, well, then, I'm your passenger. I'm your client.
Are you, by golly? Well, you're out of luck if you're thinking of getting a joyride today. You're nearly an hour late.
I'm not here for a joyride. No, looking at you...
Looking at you? I'd say you've been run down by a combine harvester and then given a fairly comprehensive working over by a muck spreader.
Car accident.
Do you have a lot of them? Or is that bandaging on your hand simply the finishing touch to your extraordinary ensemble?
Look, whether you like it or not, and whether I like it or not, I'm your client and you're my pilot. Here's my ID. Oh, no, not
Young
that.
Joy Toys?
Come outside.
Young Joy Toys, and now I've heard everything. Absolutely everything.
Now, listen, we are going to get into your machine and take off as soon as possible.
We are not. Your verbal contract is now void, and I am going home.
If you'll just lower your gaze a fraction, you may notice I have a gun in my pocket. And, little girl, I should have no compunction in using it. Now, let's go.
Golf, Papa, golf. Golf, Papa, golf, ready to copy the weather.
Papa, golf, ready. Go ahead.
Leads at 1,100. Wind 270-20. Visibility 8 kilometers. 4 octaves, Nimbus Stratus, 3,000 feet. Temperature plus 4. UNH 1004.
Roger, London information. That is copied. Out.
What did all that lot mean? Do you always sulk when you're flying these things?
Put the gun away and I'll tell you all about how I like Chopin and Labradors.
Then I'll talk. In my national service days, I made a few parachute jumps. I'm not a complete idiot when it comes to flying. For instance, I happen to know that we are at present describing one great big circle. And what's the plan? Run out of gas and put down again at Debenham?
Even if it were, there's nothing you can do about it.
According to plan, we tank up on fuel at Leeds, right? Okay. Make for it, or I'll put a bullet through your foot. Let's pray I don't hit a fuel line. On the other hand, get back on course, and I might tell you exactly what we're doing up here. Deal?
I hope you're more convincing than you look.
That's better. Good girl. You know, I was surprised you didn't make greater efforts to put out a mayday call.
I suppose you could say I was the independent type.
Maybe you're a damn fool then, like Edward Hamilton. Now listen and make up your mind about me. Hear about that security firm that's been busted?
You're not...
Listen, I said. My journey to our current destination began 7 very long days ago when I met an old friend in a graveyard. His name's not important. He wanted some help of a kind he thought I'd be good at. Trouble, because apart from getting into all this in the first place, my biggest slip-up was in using my own car to get to Debenham. Otherwise, I'd have been on time, respectable and clear-eyed, and we'd have got on like a house on fire, and I wouldn't have had to tell you all this.
I'm glad you did.
Do you believe me?
Well, I'm sure a man as streetwise as you could have come up with a more plausible explanation for us being up here like this. So, oddly enough, I do believe you.
And...
I'd like to think it wasn't my style to be suspicious or narrow-minded. But I do have to ask you why you don't get the police in.
Because the man I'm after would come up smelling of roses again. I'm going to stitch him up if I have to break every rule in the book. The police have their hands tied in that direction. Anyway, if I surface now, I'm a hero for a day and very soon a dead nobody for all eternity.
Is that bad?
Well, maybe he loved his mother once.
You're quite something, Mr. Hamilton. What's a poor little rich girl do?
Get us down at Lawrence Aerodrome as agreed. I'll pick up my hire car and get over to Morrison Bay to see if I'm right and there's going to be a drugs landing operation. If there is, I'll stop it, if I can, and try to get something on the man I'm after.
I had a brother, Henry. Harry. Daddy's best beloved. Well, spoiled, rotten. Very charming, though. And very dead. Used a dirty syringe once too often.
Oh, the sob stories of the well-to-do. I'd like to help you, Mr. Hamilton. Just tell me how.
Well, for openers, you can try to make up the time we've lost.
And later?
I don't want your father to be left childless. You'll do what you're being paid to do. Stay over, and we'll head back at first light.
Isn't this an extremely costly way of travel?
But it's fast, and it's very unobvious.
Then you may as well get your money's worth. I'll have to radio a change of flight plan, but that's no problem.
What do you mean?
My father's got a place in Perthshire.
That's not much good to us.
We've got a private landing strip.
Very impressive. But don't you think it's not only a waste of time, but also a little premature for us to meet your father?
He's not there, actually.
Oh, so?
Well, I thought, if you liked, we could put down rather closer to Morrison Bay than Lawrence Aerodrome, with luck. Then, if you're still in one piece, we could fly cross-country to Perthshire.
At night?
Cold feet, yes. At around 1,000 feet, assuming weather conditions remain favourable.
Near Morrison Bay. Where could you land?
Field or meadow, anything like that. Presumably you've got a map of the area. That would be a big help.
8 inches to the mile, yes.
Even a largish valley would do. Get looking at it.
You're not married, are you?
No, why?
I'm not surprised. Trousers for the wearing of. Issue one pair per domestic unit.
Oh, I get it. Old-fashioned, are you?
And you're making me feel older by the minute. Fly on, then. You're the governor. It's going fast.
You're telling me. It's the patches of fog off the sea that could sink us, though. Oh, it's infuriating. We're on target, on time, and
over now... there, to the right, the starboard, the valley.
With you. Overflying now.
You were right. By God, you were right.
Looks tempting. Fuel pump on. Yes, a very pretty valley. Round we go.
The map doesn't indicate the presence of so many trees.
Yes, it's a shame, isn't it?
So do we land or not?
Mr. Hamilton, Edward... We've no choice. The fog is going to build and it's going to stay. I'm getting us down sharpish, and you can trek over to your bay or not, as you please. One thing's certain, we'll be right here waiting for you, okay? Coming onto base leg now. Correcting for drift. Undercarriage and flaps. Down. Trim for final approach. Put your head down, Edward.
Right.
This isn't the kind of thing I go in for, as a rule. A little too low. Nose up a touch. Stall warning. Increase power.
We're too low. Those trees...
No. Perfect approach. Reducing power... Turbulence. Here they come, then. Flaring. And we're going for a roll in the long grass. Pumps down. Oh, I'm rolling. Oh, good boy. And as light as swans down. Yes, it wasn't a very sensible thing to do.
Miss Lane.
Helen.
Helen, you're a genius, and I hate you more than I can say. But since I'm here, more or less in one piece, I'm going to try and make it to Morrison Bay.
Oh, thank God for that. It's only 2 miles now. I thought perhaps all my hard work would be wasted.
Now, you're going to be very lonely here. But just remember, you'll see me sooner or later, I promise.
What, in this stuff? It's going to clamp down, you know.
Now we're here, I'm all for it. I can't wait to get my feet back on the ground.
Oh, please don't be any longer than you have to be. Inactivity isn't my strong point, and nor is solitude.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as if they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. It's not very cheerful, is it? Come in, number 9. The time is up. What is he doing out there?
Oh, Lord. Come on, Hamilton. Oh, trees. Oh, thank you. Thank you, trees. Oh, here we go again. On the run again. Trees. Trees. I must be there. Huh? Yes.
Is that you? Mr. Hamilton?
Here. Here, I'm here. Where are you, Helen?
Over here. Eddie.
Where over there?
Where?
I can't see a thing.
Keep talking.
Where are you?
Eddie.
Oh, Lord. Oh. There you are. Where's the plane?
Right here.
Thank God.
Come on, I'll get you in. Hey, you're soaking.
Yeah, you shouted. They'll have heard. Oh. Didn't you hear the shots? They're armed and they're going to find us.
Get in. There.
It's make your mind up time. If we stay in the plane, we're as good as dead.
Then we get out of here.
Yeah, find somewhere. Lie low.
Strap yourself in.
You're crazy.
We're lined up for takeoff and we've got the fuel to get us back to Perthshire.
Take off in this fog?
If they find this plane, and they can't very well miss it, I don't give much for its chances. And when they find it, they'll be able to find out who I am. So no, thank you. We're going to try it, and that's flat.
Do you mind if I start praying?
Just pray I remember what I think I remember of our surroundings.
Well, let's give up, Mac. He could be anywhere. We'll never find him in this.
We heard someone. We've got 10 men and he's less than a quarter of a mile from us. We'll carry on looking, and when we find him... It's got a vehicle. Come on. Well,
that's no car. That's an aircraft.
Move yourself.
An aircraft, for God's sake.
There's lights. I see it. It's the ground.
I don't believe it. We're clear.
Clear? In this fog?
Oh, we'll be above it soon.
I never want to go through that again.
At least now I'm in familiar territory. Now we've only got to worry about flying blind.
Oh, great. Is that all?
Well, there's always the VOR navigational system to help us. Your chances are as good with me as with anyone.
I'll bear it in mind. I might hold you to that.
What you need is a drink and some dry clothes. I'll fix it when we land.
If we land.
If I can find my way home, I can buzz the house and radio for the boundary markers to be turned on. Then it's plain sailing. Near enough. No moping, Eddie. I believe you're only grumpy because I saved your life. Twice at least if you count our landing here.
Which I do.
Do you want another blanket?
No.
Some more toddy?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Bit glum, that's all. Thinking.
Well, snap out of it. And be good enough, at last, to tell me how you got on.
Well, good and bad. There's now an unspecified quantity of unspecified drugs at the bottom of the sea. And some men, too, I'm afraid.
Is that the good news? How did you do it?
Well, they had the same problems we did. Adverse weather. They had to light a couple of guide fires for the boat.
So
I destroyed them. I had to shoot one fellow in the arm at the first fire. Well, that worked a treat. Because I vanished back into the fog... And the boys on the other beacon had been tempted away by the noise. Well, I got back to their fire before them and pushed it over the cliff after I'd laid out its remaining watchdog. Then we all heard the boat strike. Flares went up, the works. Well, I hid on a branch below the cliff top. The rest of them were above me. They didn't see me until I bumped into one of them when I was trying to get back to you and the plane.
So what was the bad news?
Well, I didn't get a chance to get any information.
You expect rather a lot from yourself, don't you?
Oh, well, we're both alive. That's the main thing.
I shouldn't have got you into this.
You didn't. It was my choice. What do we do now?
We don't do anything after you've flown me back tomorrow.
But you can't leave me out of it now.
There's no buts, Helen. As far as you're concerned, it's over. I don't fancy dragging you around with me with your ideas of what constitutes harmless excitement.
No. I can't force you to.
No.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to play a long shot, but this time on my own territory. And that's all you're going to know, Miss Brighteyes.
But you will tell me all about it when... Well, afterwards, won't you? You owe me that much.
Yes, I'll do that. Now, you thank your father for his hospitality when you see him. Oh, boy, after this, I can't wait to get back to the dear old dingy lights of London. Hi, Chalky.
Charming place for a quiet talk.
Ideal, if you ask me. There goes another one. What's the gem?
Well, your flat's been taken apart. From the floorboards all the way. I traced your car to a knacker's yard in Buckinghamshire. Might have some value as an outsized paperweight. And Frank's in intensive care at Charing Cross.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm truly sorry about that.
Force 10's boss is even worse off. He's dead.
Yeah, I read about it. Unprovoked prison assault.
Give up?
Yes, I'm out of change. Come on, let's walk.
I didn't mean that.
I know what you meant. Come on.
Shirley and Alan flew off this morning.
Yes, I talked to Alan on the phone. It breaks my heart, Chalky.
Yeah. I had a man on them round the clock, Eddie. That's 300 plus.
Not with my hotel bill and one thing or another. Well, I can pay up so far, Chalky, but the piggy bank's empty hereafter. Can you do me a freebie?
What do you want, a Sherman tank?
One of your boys for a couple of hours. A good, strong one. Strong and silent.
Yeah, I don't want him hurt, Eddie.
He won't be, promise.
That'll be all right, then. But that's your lot.
It's all I want.
You got a scheme going?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to see the glazier. Or rather, he's going to see me.
Then you're dead.
No, he thinks I've got something he wants. That's why I've survived this long. Christmas Eve. I never did get that bike. But tonight I'm going to be holed up and waiting for as long as it takes. But somehow I don't think it'll take long.
Don't tell me anything more. I'll leave you here, Eddie. When do you want my man and where?
As soon as possible. I'll be feeding the pigeons in Trafalgar Square.
Mr. Bountiful. Okay.
Don't look so worried, Chalky. All of life's a gamble, they say.
Yeah. Well, bye, Eddie.
A gamble.
Hurry it up, Mario.
I can't find the right key.
There it is.
Mr. Palmer, my car's a grandy. Last time I was here, I lost 500.
Well, you're a mug, Mario. You ought to remember this is a casino, not a charitable institution. Light switch on your left.
Sophisticated, isn't it?
Like a bloody bordello. Jake was a great accountant, but he had no taste.
You're some friend to me, boss. This could take days.
That will take days. Just you and me this time.
Well, where do we start?
Monsieur, madame, faites vos jeux, s'il vous plaît. Good evening, Mr. Palmer. Hello, Mario. Lost your tongues? Of course, I know your voice isn't up to much these days, Mr. Palmer. Rumour has it your mother tried to strangle you at birth. Oh, no, not your mother, a business rival, only 10 years ago.
Listen, you joker. Can you hear me?
Oh, such a pleasant sound, yes.
Would your name be Eddie Hamilton?
Spot on.
Where is he, boss?
See the big mirror. Two-way. Jake's office is behind it, that door there.
Spot on again. Oh. And it's as safe as the Prime Minister's fallout shelter.
You want to come out and talk, Hamilton?
I'll talk, but I'll stay here. Listen, Palmer, you've been causing me a lot of aggravation.
me cost you a lot.
I said, listen, you've cost me. You've cost me my job, unless I'm very much mistaken. A lot of money by my standards. My car, my marriage and my son. And most probably the life of a friend, too.
Then you've been lucky, Hamilton.
No, but I'm going to be. Tell your friend to go to the blackjack table by the windows.
Do as he says, Mario.
Look in the shoe, Mario. Good boy. That what you're looking for, Farmer? Some little polythene bags like that.
It's the gear, boss.
Give it here.
It's the snow.
Yeah. Now that's only a fraction of my cocaine, Hamilton.
That's right. But I've got the rest somewhere safe. I might even have had another consignment if that poor little boat hadn't gone down in Morrison Bay. Yes, that was me. Tell me, Palmer, you got Jake as well as Titch, didn't you? All that press stuff about Jake forgetting to take his heart tablets. You had them, didn't you? You were questioning him, right?
You got it. He popped off too quick, as it happens. He was very scared.
Thought so. Jake had a thing about death. He hated it. Took every precaution. Wouldn't even walk up a wet step. He wouldn't neglect taking his tablets, not even if they were carved in stone.
Okay, Fabian of the Yard. You want to come out and talk about practical matters?
A deal?
Sure, a deal. I don't have time to fiddle around. Yeah?
That's why I'm here.
Of course it is. Well, here it is, then. I distribute, and you get 5% of the gross. That's not street sales, but it's more than you'd ever dreamed of.
I had in mind 10%.
Five?
Done. I've got a paper here for you to sign. It's a statement associating you with Force 10's less legal activities.
You want some life assurance, right?
I'm taking a chance just opening the door. I take it you're armed.
You got your life assurance. I'll sign. One thing I am, that's a man of my word. But you've got to sign for your piece of the snow, that we're both covered. Agreed?
It's a deal. I'm coming out. Go for your pen, but not a gun. I'm armed too.
What do we do?
Wipe him.
I'm behind you. Oh, too bad about Mario. How are you feeling, Palmer? No, don't try it.
My legs. I can't move them.
Tough. You see, I broke in through that loo back there, and it seemed such a nice place, I decided to stay, after I'd rewired the speaker to it. Now, I take your guns, and Jake's keys, and the cocaine, of course. Time for us to say goodbye, Palmer.
You're a dead man if you don't finish me, Hamilton.
I have finished you. I'm safe. This gun belongs to one of your boys, and I'm wearing gloves anyway. See? And I've got your prints on the snow. I'll put it with the rest, and the police will find it in the morning. You're framed for something you actually had a hand in. And when you're picked up, at last, how many of your frightened friends are going to go on keeping their trap shut? Your American mates won't be best pleased either. Not pleased one bit. You handled UK distribution your way, while the rest of Europe was enchanted by Highland Highball. A miniature crofter's cottage to treasure when you've consumed its contents. Even more valuable if you've got one with hollow walls packed with cocaine. Yes, it took me some time to make that connection. I was thinking of illicit liquids when I got my Highland Highball. It wasn't until I smashed it that things started to click into place. They really should have used a different mould for the straight ones. Why didn't you use the Highball method of distribution yourself?
Because, cretin! No retainer in Britain would be dumb enough to stock anything remotely like Highland Flaming Highball. It's strictly a gimmick for the crowds, wops and dagos.
All right, I've got the picture. Thanks, I wasn't 100% sure about all
you
that. Shut up! I wouldn't want you to rupture anything and bleed to death. Well, I hope you don't mind if I lock you in now. You'll have to get used to it, you know. Oh, I forgot. Happy Christmas.
I'll get you, Hamilton. You're dead. Nobody does this to me. You're a dead man, Hamilton. Finished. I'll have you torn in pieces. You're dead and buried. Finished, Hamilton. You'll never get away with it, Hamilton. You're dead.
Aren't you still a little afraid? I mean, I know the police have him locked away now, but all the same, rather you than me.
That's exactly how I felt when you were yo-yoing around the Scottish sky, each to his own, Helen.
I mean, your anonymous phone calls were all very well, but surely the glazier's going to tell the police about your involvement. You'll be in an awful lot of trouble.
Oh, I doubt it. He's too vain. He's not going to say anything that makes him look bad, and I did turn him over beautifully. Then again, he won't want me to be in receipt of any police protection in case he can get a contract out on me.
Could he?
Oh, unlikely. To tell the truth, I think the London underworld is going to feel well shot of him. What about a last cherry brandy?
Oh, yes.
That's a lovely flat you have here. Did Daddy buy it for you?
No, that's unworthy of you, Eddie. I'm entirely self-supporting.
I'm not entirely surprised. The prices you charge to ferry people about. Oh, I'm still going to pay the balance on that, by the way.
Oh, nonsense.
It's my curious sense of honour. I have to.
Can you afford it?
Oh, yes. I'll soon get some kind of work. There's no trouble there. Well, I'd best be going. I said I'd look in on Frank early tomorrow. Now he's back in the land of the living.
You are the most infuriating man I've ever met. You promised to tell me the whole story. So tell. For instance, this mysterious quantity of cocaine the glazier had a good idea you were onto. Did Jake Krzyzewski have some all along?
Oh, yes. The old man was trying to pull a fast one. He's a confidant of the glazier. Oh. As a semi-retired villain, elder statesman type. And when the glazier gets into cocaine, Jake starts by thinking, that's wrong, I don't hope with drugs. But pretty soon he gets to thinking, why can't I have a piece of this? Titch snaffles a very large consignment, and by the time the glazier catches up with Titch, Jake's got it stashed away. Poor old Titch dies as faithful to Jake as ever, and the glazier believes Jake could be innocent, as he says he is. But he has an eye kept on him anyway, just in case. And he's on to me.
But why did Jake need you working for him?
To nail the glazier. He has to have him out of the way before he can sell his haul, doesn't he? So I was on the side of law and order all the time. Now the question is, where does he put it? I knew the glazier had to come back to the club eventually for a personal search, after he'd covered all the other options. But Jake had stayed one step ahead of him right to the end.
Your Jake really landed you in it. I thought you said he was your friend.
Well, yes, he was, for just as long as it suited him. Well, he'd had a hard time when he was young, and then going to prison in later life, friendship has its limits.
So, all right, tough guy. Where did you find the drugs? Come on.
I've told you already, really. You know, W.C. Fields thought Philadelphia was the worst, most boring place in America. But when he was asked about dying, he said, on the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. Well, that was Jake. He hadn't got any time for death, and he certainly wasn't sentimental about it. I had a good look at the stuff twice. Once with Frank, and then with one of Chalky's boys.
Titchy's grave!
You've got it, yes. Why would Jake go and erect what was virtually a monument to his old pal? I'll bet he didn't attend the funeral, didn't even send a wreath. Oh, no. A very practical man was Jacob Krzyzewski. Now, that was terrific. A lovely evening. But now I'm going to be on my way. Better get a cab, I suppose.
You won't stay?
No.
Oh. Simple as that?
Not at all simple. It's actually very complex.
Well, call me.
Oh, I'm going to.
Good. I'm glad. And you've got enough money for a cab?
Yes, Mother. Don't be silly, of course I have. And I'll wrap up warm, too, if I can find my coat. Pull up here, will you, driver?
Who said Chiswick? We're not at Hammersmith yet.
No, but if I get out now, I can pay what's on the clock.
Oh, right, that is it. Right, you are.
Right, then. And there you go.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? Starting to snow. A bit late for a white Christmas as usual. Sorry, mate, but business is business.
Sure. Happy New Year.
In Philadelphia Moonshine by Roger Davenport, the cast was Eddie, Edward Judd, Chalky, David Timpson, Jacob Krzyzewski, Cyril Shapps, Helen and Alan, Jill Lidstone, and Shirley, Helen Atkinson Wood. The Glazier, Gregory de Polnay, Frank Bowyer, John Hollis, Mr. Stapleton, David Graham, and Mario, Richard Durden. American Salesman, Edward D'Souza, Store Manager, Alan Thompson, Mrs. Sinden, Gwen Sherrill, and Two Crooks on Island, Jamie Roberts and Gordon Reed, who also played the boxing trainer. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Jerry Jones.